There's a cyber brothel in Berlin that I traveled to for the book, where you can go and you can use sex robots. You can order a sex robot to be prepared for you when you arrive. You can order one that's covered in blood. You can ask for custom things, particulars, and I asked them to slash and cut and tear her clothing before I arrived just to see if they would, and they did, no questions asked.
I genuinely think it's the most fucked up thing I've ever heard in my life. I can't believe that exists. I cannot believe it.
But what no one is talking about is that you can download a version of this, so the same exact thing that lives in your pocket, and it's called an AI girlfriend or an AI chatbot, and you can create her again to look exactly how you want her to look. You can customize everything. You get to pick her name. She will be there moving on the screen. She's an avatar. She can look very realistic. She can be like someone who you're essentially kind of looks like you're FaceTiming with her. If you're a teenage boy, you can have her. You can have as many as you like. You can access them for free. You can jump into scenarios with them. You can abuse them. In fact, many, many men abuse them and then share the screenshots of abusing them with each other online to see who can do the most awful and depraved thing to them. If you look at last year alone and you just look at the Google Android Play Store, the top 11 apps, chatbot AI apps, have a combined 100 million downloads. This is huge. This is a bigger problem. And again, it's something that no one is talking about.
Welcome to the dark side of the future, Berlin's Cyberbrothel, the world's first AI-powered brothel. Here, lifelike sex dolls don't just look real. They talk, respond, and can be customized to fulfill the darkest, most twisted fantasies imaginable. Clients can even request the dolls be covered in slashed clothing or covered in blood. This isn't progress, this is a terrifying step backward. We're creating artificial companions to replace real human intimacy, trapping people in isolated bubbles of loneliness and obsession. A world where empathy fades and cold machines become our only connection. Behind the scenes, these AI dolls collect private data, feeding an invisible system that watches and learns from our darkest desires. This is not a glimpse of a better tomorrow. It's a dystopian nightmare unfolding before our eyes. And the question is, how far are we willing to go down this rabbit hole?
Wait till you hear about the cyberbrothels in Berlin, where men are literally lining up to sleep with robots. Yep, robots. This isn't an episode of Black Mirror. It's happening right now, and it's a terrifying glimpse. In Berlin, actual establishments called cyberbrothels are opening their doors, offering men companionship with AI-powered, anatomically correct dolls.
What, a man can't have hobbies? A brother can't have hobbies? They don't want us to have anything that's going to make us happy. For the last 40 or 50 years, women have been saying they don't want anything to do with men. And this is a way for women to outsource part of what women like, or part of what men like about women, to robots, so women don't even have to worry about it. And they have an issue with that. And the only way they could kind of paint this out to be evil or terrifying, the word used specifically, is if they use the same argument that people used in the early 2000s about video games, which basically implies that because people play violent video games, it means that they're going to be violent in real life. I remember my mom would play Farmville on Facebook. She even spent real money on her profile on Farmville on Facebook. She still don't own a farm. There are people who go out and hunt real deers, but that doesn't mean they want to go out and hunt people. So it turns out just because you play a video game or just because you sleep with the AI doll robot, it doesn't mean that you're actually going to go out and harm real women. There's nothing that correlates that. It's been done in the past. This argument's been made, and it just doesn't hold any relevance. It's just silly.
They don't speak. They don't argue. They don't have needs. They're just cold, programmable, and built to serve on demand. Let that sink in.
Yeah, that just shows how easy it is to actually satisfy a man.
80 to 120 euros an hour, you can rent a synthetic woman. Customized to your preference. Blonde, brunette, petite, curvy, silicone or thermoplastic elastomer. They even let you pick the personality. This isn't just creepy. It's the ultimate fantasy of control, where women are reduced to literal objects and men are encouraged to bypass empathy, effort, and
do you show empathy to your vibrator? Because you've been beating that thing down for the past 2 years. And do you show empathy to your vibrator? It's a glorified fleshlight. Relax. It's a fleshlight that can talk to you, essentially. Relax.
All together. And let's be clear, this isn't just about sex. It's about the death of intimacy. This is about men choosing to opt out of reality, to retreat into a fantasy where women exist to be programmed, not respected.
These are robots, not women. That's the issue. They're going to continue to conflate the two because they want to demonize masculine sexuality and the masculine sense and desire to pleasure, especially if it's outsourced from women, because a lot of women get a lot of power. Women really get their power through being able to sexually manipulate men. That's the bigger issue. That's the reason why you're going to see a lot of ladies have an issue with it. It's not because they care about the robots. It's because they want to have the ability to sexually manipulate men. And if men stop paying attention to women and start focusing on AI sex dolls, they won't be able to have the amount of power that they do in society. And that's just the harsh truth. Women feel like they're going to be replaced by AI sex dolls. And really, that just shows a skill issue. My wife, who's a good woman, she ain't worried about no AI sex doll because she don't have the skill issue.
Rejection, no boundaries, no humanity. And the longer they stay in that world, the less equipped they are to exist in ours. This isn't the future. This is the collapse of manhood disguised as convenience. Berlin's cyber brothels are just the beginning. What happens when boys grow up believing that love is transactional and consent is optional as long as you pay for it? What happens when the most intimate...
But that's the problem, though. You live in a freaked out society. Now, from my worldview, and I've said this before, it shouldn't be this way. But from the secularist worldview, from the female rights, pro-sexual revolution worldview, you can't even make these arguments because boys are already living in that world. Boys are already living in a world where women have said it's okay to sell sex. Therefore, you're selling consent. She literally said that'd be an issue. We already live in that world. There are already women that are selling consent, and they're hyped up by predominantly women to indulge in that line of work. And so when society is freaked out, and then somebody goes, hey, let me go make a doll to bypass all the consent issues that men and women have with each other, to bypass all the nonsense. Let me just go make a freaked out doll. Now you have the issue. But that's the natural conclusion of promoting sexual degeneracies in society.
It becomes completely mechanical. And if you think this won't spread beyond Berlin, think again. Tech is fast and morality, that's slow. We need to talk about what happens when men stop needing women and start replacing them with robots.
If you feel like you're going to be replaced by AI sex robots, that sounds like a skill issue on your behalf. And she's right. This stuff is going to spread because society is completely freaked out. Women have been the ones that have promoted the sexual revolution. And now that the sexual revolution isn't just exclusive to female access, men have access to it too via these sex dolls. Women are feeling like they're going to be replaced, but if that's all you have to offer, that's the only way you can be replaced as a woman. And for some women, a lot of women, they feel like that's all they have to offer. So she's right. They will be replaced. Those women specifically will be replaced. I think a bigger issue is that this is clearly about women being able to maintain their ability to manipulate men through sex in society. And you can see that because a lot of women will be pro-sex work, will say that sex work is the same as real work. Will protest for women to be able to be strippers, OnlyFans girls, indulge in literal prostitution. But now that the prostitution is coming from AI sex dolls, there's a moral dilemma. It's almost as if women don't have a problem with women selling sex as long as it means that they can get over on men or take advantage of men. But the moment the ability to do that is outsourced, now they have an issue with it. This is late stage freak apocalypse. What do you think this is? This is the direction it goes. And if you feel like you can be easily replaced by a robot, that sounds like a skill issue on your end. To me, it says far more about what you think the female role is in society versus what the actual female role is in society. To me, it sounds like you're quite literally saying that women are just sex dolls or sex toys in society. And now that if men have the ability to get that through dolls, there's an existential crisis on the female side. It says a lot more about what you think about women than it does me. Let me know in the comments below if this video was a W or L, and give me the HBO special. That's a help without a special. Hit the like and the subscribe button for more content. Till next time.